talk, you kind of talk in a slower voice, or you put on a sort of more or less of an accent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to somebody and you want to put them at ease a little bit, and they mm-hmm. talk in an accent, so I'd shift a bit into that, as I'm doing right now.
With a bit more diphthonging?
Yes, yeah.
Is that, do you think, and I've suspected this, do you think that that's kind of a talking country sort of thing? It's a kind of common thing that people from this part of the country will do if they don't know each other too well, but they want to indicate a kind of friendliness?
Definitely, mm-hmm. I do. And I think it's a device to put people at ease.
Mm-hmm.
It's a device to let them know we're blood brothers,
right,
in that sense. And I think people who are even successful, who make a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
Cultivate a country accent and a country mannerism, a hail fellow well met type of mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
Use the vernacular and even cultivate it,
mm-hmm.
With the jokes and
Eddie
the ribald.
And Babette are cultivating it now.
Oh,
sometimes,
right,
the two,
yeah,
of them will talk,
they know
talk together.
The children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
very
to hear them. I
but,
can't do it.
Yeah, right.
It's good. It connotes, well, it's a disarming technique.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The idea is, well, this fellow is not any city slicker who's out to get me. He's a good old boy,
mm-hmm.
to use the uh-huh. Irish expression.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good old boy.
When you use that, what do you mean by a good old boy? What's a good old boy?
Well, he's somebody that he knows the Southern traditions. He knows what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do.
He's one of us.
Yeah, and he's a man's man, and you can trust him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with only a few minutes left here, you're the wrong person to ask this, but things that you would have expected me to ask about Augusta, or things I should know about Augusta that I haven't asked.
About Augusta itself?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't really asked me about Augusta yet.
Okay.
And I think that in order to know Augusta, you probably would have to go through quickly at least this history that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and just see who the original settlers were, and then all the layers of people who've come in since then, and notice how somehow the older tradition has succeeded in swallowing up all of these people who, instead of being overwhelmed, you know, this older
mm-hmm.
tradition is still, you can still perceive it, it's still there, even maybe even dominant.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was talking with somebody today, we were talking about how sometimes you can have a place where you have an original group of settlers which speak in a certain way, and then that group might move on completely to another place or die out, and other groups come in, yet the tradition somehow
yeah.
remains in the place.
Yes, not only in language, but just in the value system. And in kinds of styles that people have in architecture and furniture and dress and religion,
mm-hmm.
way of life, culture.
Mm-hmm.
Can still be dominant, can still be the one that people would aspire to.
Yeah.
So today you see people who make a lot of money right away, they'll build their house.